than whites were or are rednecks. That, 2, all black Americans today or in the past were or are black rednecks. That, 3, Jews are exactly the same as the other groups with whom they are compared. Or that, 4, slavery is somehow morally acceptable because everyone was guilty of it. One cannot predict, much less forestall, all the clever misinterpretations that others might put on one's words. The most that can be done is to alert honest people to the problem. While this book is not particularly large in bulk, its scope is worldwide, and it goes back through centuries. No one can write a book of such scope without incurring many debts to others. These include scholars who devoted much of their careers to the study of some particular specialty, such as the history of agriculture in the southern United States or the origins in Britain of various social groups in America. Such debts are too numerous to list here, quite aside from the danger of implicating other writers in conclusions which are my own. What must be acknowledged is my debt to the Hoover Institution, which has provided the conditions and the support which have facilitated my research and writing for more than 2 decades. For much of that time, my research assistant, Na Leo, has been an indispensable part of my work, and for this particular book, she has been very ably assisted by the dedicated work of Elizabeth Costa. In the end, however, I must